What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. All right, guys, let's talk about the delusion of over the road. I talk about this every once in a while because we are at slow time. And every once in a while during slow time, I run into guys who are switching companies. I don't know why we switch into slow time. It's a bad idea. But you run into guys switching companies. I ran into a team guy. And him and his wife are working for local companies that are hauling auto parts. He works for the company I work for. His wife works for another company. And together, they basically make the same amount of money they made running over-the-road teams. Teams is kind of a delusion. I mean, you don't really make that much more money than a regular driver. Let me repeat that. You don't really make that much more money on average than a regular driver. Are there exceptions to that? Sure, there are. But the truth is, not really. The truth is, I mean, you know, the exceptions are the unique situations. What's the chances of you being unique? I don't know, you know, but for the most part, believe me, if you can make $50,000 a year, if you get a year experience, you can make $50,000 a year somewhere at home, and your wife can make $50,000 a year somewhere at home. And both of you can put that together and still have that $100,000 a year that you had over the road. You really can do that, you know. And I understand that, you know, to some people, it rejects the idea of grandpa trucker or aunt trucker or Susie trucker. But you got to remember that this is 2015. You know, this isn't their era, and you need to take advantage of the realities of this era. You know. You don't want to work. You know, there's nothing wrong with smart work. I don't know why there is a mentality in trucking to reject smart work. You know, because running teams all over the country is stressful. It's bad for your body because the truck never stops and your body's constantly shaking. You know, and you're unable to take a break. And it's not good for you, you know, physically, mentally. And a lot of people burn out, and then they think, well, I hate trucking. And a lot of times it's not that they hate trucking. They just hate the fact that, you know, they're running so hard, it makes them hate trucking. Because sometimes, dude, I've run into teams who haven't taken a vacation in years, you know. I've been guilty of that myself. I don't think I've taken a vacation in years myself. You know, people, everybody does that when you're trying to grind in the industry, but often you just burn yourself out, man. You know, better to learn to slow down, have less, you know, and that way you can have more of a life and work smarter, not harder. You know, I was talking to a guy a while ago, and he was telling me how, you know, I don't want to just work smart. I want to work hard, too. And I'm like, that's dumb. You know, like, there is no do it, too. There's just reality. Like, you know, there's hard work and then there's not working. You know, either you're a hustler and you understand what your goals are, because that's where it comes from. It comes from not having the proper goals. And if you don't have the proper goals and you're running your business or your life through your ego, you're going to fail. Yeah, I said it. You're going to fail, because the only way to run your life, the only way to be successful, the only way to push your existence to the next level is to be focused, you know, be focused on what you plan to achieve. You know, if your goal is between you and your wife is to make $100,000 a year income, then if you can do that in a way that doesn't require you to sleep in somebody else's bed, maybe that's a good idea. You know, maybe that's not about you not working smart or working hard. I mean, well, not working hard, but, you know, and that's a bad thing. No, it's working smart. You know, there's nothing wrong with being smart. You know, doesn't mean I'm knocking people who work a lot of hours. You know, I work a lot of hours still to this day. My brother works a lot of hours. You know, some people work a lot of hours. But the minute I can get into a situation where I don't have to work a lot of hours, I'm going to take advantage of that. You know, my goal is always to work less and make more. That should be everybody's motto. So, but don't fall for the idea that you need to stay on that road. And especially for teams, because of that delusion. You know, don't let that $2,000 a week that you and your wife pulling in fool you that you have to do that. Because you can make the same money and be home tonight, you know, especially if you got 1 or 2 years experience. And that leads me to my next thing. I got to ask the question, and I'll actually answer this separately, too. Whether he should jump ship and do auto part hauling. And I'll answer that in the next podcast. Check you later, guys.